Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 12, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Are now bewildered by the influence of this age of Kali, and thus they have put all state affairs into disorder. Are you now lamenting this disorder? Now the general populace does not follow the rules and regulations for eating, sleeping, drinking, mating, etc., and they are inclined to perform such everywhere, anywhere, and everywhere. Are you unhappy because of this?
King Chhatrabandhun Kolina Uposishtya Rastrani Ba Toi Abroputani Itastata Basana Pana Basa Snana Babayan Mukajiva Lokam. In this Kali Yuga, everything is topsy-turvy. The Vedic way of life for living condition, we require to eat, we require to take bath, we require to sleep, we require to have sex also. Everything must be in regulative principle. Because human life means regulative principle. Unfortunately, the human life has become irregulative than the animal. This asana, pana, basa, and snana, and sexual intercourse, there is, at the present moment, there is no regulative principle. The basic principle is that early in the morning one must take bathing, then worship the deity, read Vedic literature, mantra, then offer foodstuff to the deity, then take prasadam. Everything is regulative principle. And it is the duty of the government to see that these regulative principles are being observed by the citizen. This is government. The Vedic system, this Brahman, the topmost class of the human society, their business is to study the Vedas, patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigra, ideal character, very learned. Still, in India, now it is formality. A Brahman is called Panditji. Pandit means very learned. Without being very learned scholar, one cannot become Brahmana or Vaishnava. Vaishnava is farther, above the Brahmana. Brahmana is the preliminary qualification for becoming a Vaishnava later on. So, how this principle should be observed? Just like government, still, they regulate. In your country there are so many regulatory principles. Just in the shop, foodstuff or fruits, they should not be too old or rotten. The inspector is there. If there is not to the standard, they're thrown away. Similarly, not only these stores and shopkeepers, but even in household affairs, there should be government inspection. That is stated in the Shastra. Whether a man who is professing to become a Brahmin, whether he is following strictly the Brahminical rules and regulations. Satya, sama, dhamma, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astrikam, brahma, karma, sabhava. Similarly, kshatriyas, whether he is powerful, he is brave, he has got forwardness to fight, when there is fight, he does not go back, and whether he is making charity, the kshatriya qualifications are from there. And similarly, the vaishya qualification, kṛṣi, gauraksha, vānijyam, whether the one who is professing to become vaishya, whether he is making agricultural attempt, giving protection to the cows and making trade, and śūdra karmas, parisajyātmakam. Śūdra's business is to serve this higher class, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Śūdra. Śūdra cannot live independently, that is Śūdra. Nowadays, the education is that nobody can live independently. Higher education means if he does not get a suitable service, then it is useless. Nobody, the education means nobody can live independently. No, one takes titles in education degrees, agriculturist. But he does not go to the field actually to act as agriculturist, Krishan. No. He is finding some job in some school, college, how to teach agriculture. Nobody goes to the land practical, how to plough the land, how to produce food. Simply theoretical knowledge. I am teaching you, you are teaching. Yes. This is Jaya. No independence. So, why this has happened? Because, here it is said, King Khatrabandhun, Khatrava, Khatrava, Khatriya, is the administrator class, the government. So, in Kali Yuga, they will take charge of the administration or government, but they are not real Khatriya. They are less than Śūdra. So how the government will be nice? Therefore, it is lamentable that those who are not Kshatriyas, they are taking the position of government officers. And further it is explained in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, 12th canto, kriyāhīna, and they had not following the rules and regulations of Kshatriya or Brahmana, still they are claiming to become Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya. And there is a mercantile class nowadays, interested in business, but business is one of the items of the Vaishya. The first business is to become agriculturist. Vaishya, Vaishya class, they are meant for making arrangement for our eating. That is also required. Kshatriya is meant for give us protection. And the Brahmana means to give us the ideal life, what is the goal of life. And Śūdra, they cannot do anything of this. Therefore, they are Śūdra. So, in the Kali Yuga, the Śūdras, Śūdra means last, less than Śūdra, the Chandala, they are taking the part of Kshatriya or Brahmana or Vaishya. That is the effect of this Kali Yuga. Therefore, it is very lamentable. One must be trained now. This very word Khatrabandhu means, even though one is in the royal family, but he cannot administer. Just like in England, now the royal monarchy is finished all over the world. Even there is monarchy in some countries, just like in England there is monarchy. The queen is there. But the queen is also uneducated, she does not know how to rule. It is an official post only. The parliamentary sanction, simply she signs, that's all. She has no power to rule. So power or no power, the Kali Yuga, the administration will be done by less qualified, no qualified men. King Khatrabandhum Kulina Upasrishtyan. The system will be disturbed on account of this Kali Yuga. Kulina Upasrishtyan Rashtrani. Rashtrani means states. So it is avaroparat, avaropatani, put into disorder. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll find everything, whatever is necessary for the advancement of human civilization, everything is there, described. And knowledge also, all departmental knowledge. Even astronomy, astrology, politics, sociology, atomic theory, everything is there. Vidya Bhagavatavadhi. Therefore, if we study Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully, then you get all knowledge completely. Because Bhagavat begins from the point of creation, janamadasya jataha Vedanta. It is the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta means the essence of cream of Vedic knowledge, that is Vedanta. That cream of Vedanta knowledge is further explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are publishing Srimad Bhagavatam. Our students specifically, they should take care of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. We have therefore prescribed in our school, Dallas, let them simply learn Sanskrit and English, because English translation they will be able to read, and the Sanskrit verses are there. And from the very beginning, begin education with Bhagavad Gita, and then comes to Srimad Bhagavatam and reads the whole literature, then they will be more than MA, PhD. More than. The knowledge will be so advanced with ordinary university degrees, MA, PhD. Because the essence of knowledge is there. Nigama kalpatara golitam phalamidam. It is stated that what is this Srimad Bhagavatam? The Nigama Kalpataru. Nigama means Vedas. It is just like Kalpataru, desire tree. We have no idea of desire tree. What is desire tree? It is in the Vaikuntha Loka. The trees are desire tree. Desire tree means from any tree you can get any fruit or anything you want. That is called desire. Here it is fixed up. You can get mango from the mango tree. But in the desire tree, whatever you want you can get. So kalpataru. Kalpataru means any departmental knowledge that you require for to execute your human form of life. That we will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpata rut galitam phalam. Galitam phalam. Fruit, generally whatever fruit we eat, that is not galitam phalam. Galitam phalam means the fruit matured in the tree. Here we artificially mature. We take the fruit, unripe, and by artificial method we get it ripe. That is not acceptable. But the fruit which is ripe fully in the tree, that is very palatable, sweet. Nigama galitam galitam phalam, fully matured fruit. This is Mother Bhagavatam. Fully matured fruit of the desired tree known as Vedas. So, in this verse, we find that due to mismanagement of the government, people will have no regular principle even for taking bath or eating or sleeping or sexual intercourse. And another point is here that babaya unmukha jivalokam. They can give up eating, they can give up sleeping, they can give up everything, but cannot give up sex life. And the basic civilization is to avoid sex life. Just like these hippies. Hippie means they've given up bathing, given up eating, given up sleeping, but they cannot give up sex life. And everyone, not only the hippies, babayanumukham. Ultimately, so many yogis, incarnations and others are coming in your country, but they cannot give up the sex life. You have seen advertisement. So many yogis, they are having sex life. So many incarnation of God, having sex life. You see? Big. Sannyasis, Swamis. Long ago, some Swami came here. He returned with 3 women, and we do not wish to discuss many more. You see? The sex life is very strong in this material. In this age. But sex life should be regulated. Not that anywhere and everywhere or any time. Therefore the population is unwanted population. One irregular sex life produced the Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu's mother became very sexually agitated and she wanted to sex with her husband intercourse in the evening Kashyap Muni. He said, no, this is not the time, proper time. No, but she was insistent. So the result was 2 demons were born. So everything should be regulated. But in this age, there is no regulation, there is no knowledge, less than animals also, they have sex life at a certain period of the year. Not always. But human being has become so low-graded that is due to Kali Yuga. Therefore, it is very lamentable. Everything is topsy-turvy, it's no regular. It is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that we are reforming the whole society very simple way. Chant Hare Krishna. You see. It is so nice. You see. The examples are here. It is no story. Simply by chant. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva, Katirannatha. There is no other alternative. Simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. Everything will be fall. Light will be polished. And everything will be successful. This is Cheta Dharpana mantra. Human being, he is also a soul. Animal is also a soul. Everyone. But the human form of life is meant for God realization. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. This is Vedānta. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. Not only human beings, everyone's. But everyone less than human beings, they cannot inquire about the absolute truth. What is the aim of life? What is absolute truth? What I am? What is my relationship? These things are the subject matter for discussion in the human form of life. But unfortunately, on account of Kali Yuga, the heart being full of dirty things, they cannot think of the aim of life, how to achieve it. That is called Kali Yuga. Therefore, so much fallen, socially, politically, economically, culturally, everything, religiously, we are so fallen and downtrodden that the only method, as recommended in the Vayu Purana and other Purana, Kalo nastiva. Kalo man in this age of Kali, nasti eva. There is no other alternative. And factually, by spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, we are seeing practical result, the most wretched, most rotten, they are coming to life, they are understanding the value of life, the aim of life, and they are trying to be elevated more and more. Of course, it is an attempt. Not that everyone will be successful, but if everyone follows the simple rules and regulations, he will be successful. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. The four simple regulative principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intercourse, and chant 16. Very simple method. Because the difficulty is they do not know what is the aim of life. The aim of life that we are conditioned by this material nature, embodied by the material elements, and that is the cause of our all miserable condition of life. Therefore, Rishabhdev says, Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Pramatta, we are so mad under the bodily. Everyone is under the big scientists also, they are also. They don't believe there is so. Big scientists, politicians, philosophers. Jashyatma buddhi kunapiti dhatu. They remain animals. If anyone has taken this body as the self, jashyatma buddhi kunapiti dhatu, sadhik kalatra disubhomai. So, the modern Kali Yuga is very, very dangerous for the human being. They are given chance by the laws of nature. Now take your birth as human being. To get a body as a human being or as a demigod or as a king or as a lower-class man or as an animal, as a tree, that is not in our hand. That is in the nature's hand. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sal. I have several times explained. As you are infecting yourself with the quality of material nature, you get a different type of body. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janvajonishu. The lower and higher grade of life, different types of body. How we get? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam. Karanam means reason. Cause. What is that cause? Karanam gunasangasa. The living entity, the soul, is associating with certain quality of the material nature, and therefore he is getting different types of body. These are all living entities, even the trees and plants and cats and dogs. And why there are so many different species of life? 8,400,000 species of life. Why? The reason is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasangas. The gunasangas. As we are infecting the quality of this material nature, we are getting. This is completely in the hands of the material nature. So therefore, it is the duty of the human being how to get out of the control of the material nature. That is the greatest sign. But they do not know it. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nunam paramatya. The rascals have become mad. Paramatya means mad. Nunam paramatya kurute bikarma. Simply acting simply. If they are advised that don't do this, this is very dangerous. You'll be involved in again in the birth and death cycle. They have no knowledge what is birth, what is death, what is this body, where is, what is the animal. No, simply blind animals. Simply blind animals. And still they are going under the name of scientists, philosophers, politicians. This is the misfortune of the present age. So, nonam pramatta kurute bikarma. Jad indyapritaye aprinoti. The same thing is explained here. Babayanukha jiva. Indyapritaye. Simply for sense gratification, they're doing anything nonsense. As madman. Nonam pramatta kurute bikarma. Jad indyapritaye. What is the aim? Aim is not self-realization. Aim is how to satisfy. Never mind. Risk everything. Satisfy your senses. Therefore, real civilization is to teach the children from the very beginning of life how to control senses. That is called brahmacharya. That is called brahmacharya. To learn how to control the senses. So everything is topsy-turvy, and 5,000 years ago, or more than that, these things are being discussed, and people are very sorry that very bad days were to come, and still we can predict there is no, it does not require very much advanced knowledge. In this Shastra, it is stated, what will be the later ages of Kali Yuga? That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The beginning is already there. Anavrishta Karopirika. One side there will be no rainfall. Now, yesterday somebody was telling that in this California, the rainfall is now not so much. I think, Jayakirtan. So, rainfall will be practically very, very little, unavished. And another difficulty will be koropirita. One side there will be famine, scarcity of food, no rainfall. And another side, there will be excessive taxation by the government. So, very, very bad days are awaiting in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, it is our duty to finish this business of material life and go to home, back to home, back to God. That is business. Hare Krishna.